Parliament continues to receive submissions from various groups regarding the Protection of Sovereignty Bill of 2026. The latest to make their submission is the National Union of Disabled Persons of Uganda, NUDIPU, which has added voice to those asking the government to withdraw it, saying it restricts funding that is sourced to complement government programs meant to improve lives of their constituents. The group led by the union's chief executive officer, Esther Chuzira, told the Joint Committee of Parliament chaired by Stephen Bakamugari that the bill in its current state poses a number of risks, not just to persons living with disabilities, but the entire population.
As NUDIPU and a membership of persons with disabilities, we believe that the current law in its current state brings a number of risks that will affect persons with disabilities, and we therefore recommend that the bill be put aside as consultations go on how to strengthen the existing laws, and in the worst case scenario that government insists on it, they should then be considerate of providing some exemptions to persons with disabilities, given the several challenges that we have highlighted to you today.
Notables Esther Chanzera, while presenting the NUDIPU position before the committee, the union's program officer, Lydia Kobusinge, said that putting the funding cap at 400 million shillings is unrealistic, and yet the bill is silent on a number of approvals. She proposed that the figure be raised to at least 10 billion shillings from the government's proposed 400 million shillings. Kobusinge also asked that assistive devices for persons with disabilities should be excluded from the restricted donation or financial support of the kind that is forbidden, because they improve the lives of vulnerable people so they live with dignity and independence. According to the government, the bill seeks to, among other things, protect Uganda's independence in social, economic and political spheres against foreign interests.